お聞きの放送は SBS ラジオの日本語放送です。
Today I'm joined by Japanese-Australian cookbook author, food writer and photographer, Ms. Emiko Davies and her mother, Ms. Sumia Davies. Welcome to SBS.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Emiko is traveling down under with her latest cookbook called Gohan. I believe this is your sixth cookbook, but a very first that touches on Japanese cuisine. So I want to ask you, so why now? Why Japanese cookbook now?
That's a really good question. I actually wanted to write this book a few years ago. I proposed it to my publishers in 2019. And this was after I had already published three cookbooks, all sort of Italian theme cookbooks. And the third book in particular, I had spoken a lot about my husband's family, who are Italian. We live in Tuscany, and they come from all over Italy. So it was really, I sort of dove into his family history and interviewed all of his family members about their family recipes and wrote a book about that was called Tortellini at Midnight. And while I was writing that book, I thought, wow, I really wish I could do this with my own family and talk to all of my family members and my mum and write down her recipes and, you know, the memories of my Obachan's recipes and talk about the food that to me is really my most nostalgic, my most sort of special childhood memory of food. And so I did actually propose that to my publishers in 2019 after Tortellini at Midnight had come out, and they turned it down, suggested I continue writing Italian cookbooks, I think, is the with that proposal at the time. It just made me sort of more than ever want to make this book. But then, of course, along came the pandemic, and I sort of put the idea on hold for a while because I thought then I'm going to go to Japan and I want to speak to my aunts and uncles and my cousins in Japan and sort of build up more of a proposal and come back with an even better proposal that they couldn't turn down. So it took a long time because of waiting and waiting for the pandemic to finish. But we got here.
And gohan literally means rice in Japanese. But as you also note in the cookbook, it also means everyday home-cooked meal. So what did your home-cooked meal look like growing up? Is it what you see in this cookbook?
Mum is a really great cook, and she's really good at sort of improvising. She doesn't need recipes. She'll just sort of open the fridge and make something really delicious. And that's, so sometimes she would cook Japanese food, but sometimes she would cook, you know, sort of anything, Western food. But for me, I think my most special memories are going to Japan. We would visit Japan every year. Mum would take me and my siblings to Japan, and we would stay with my grandparents just outside of Tokyo. And pretty much all of those meals I sort of have cemented in my memory as very, very special meals. Maybe because we were sort of traveling, and so those sort of memories of being somewhere different strong in my memory as a child. But yeah, it was just this sort of the memory of those foods and things that we ate at home that were really very, very simple, but things that I really loved.
So putting this book together must have been a very different experience to the other cookbooks you have published so far. What was the whole process of putting this together like?
It was very different, mainly because I'm not as well-versed in cooking all of these recipes. I'm well-versed at eating them. And they're all the flavors and the foods that I love the most. And also I was far away from my family at the time because we were, you know, separated by the pandemic. Sort of some of the ways I looked into the recipes, I would be sending Mum a text message, like, do you remember that thing? You know, like, how did you make that? Or how did Obachan make these, that dish or this dish? And we would send each other messages constantly about food and recipes and some of the memories. And so a lot of it was done that way across time zones and messaging more than anything. And I did a lot of research. I always do a lot of background research on all of my cookbooks, where I look at books, old books in particular, but lots of other cookbooks. And I sort of gather a lot of information through reading a lot of other books. In fact, there's a big bibliography at the back of the book. So that people who are like, oh, this is like, you know, interesting, I want to know more. There's I've tried to list the English books that are, that I found really helpful and that I think are really wonderful to also resources to look at. And yeah, it was a lot of cooking, a lot of eating, a lot of searching for ingredients in the small town I live in Tuscany, which is also really difficult. It's not like here in Sydney or in Melbourne or even in Canberra. It's a lot easier to find Japanese ingredients in Australia compared to Tuscany. So a lot of things I had to make myself, even things like panko breadcrumbs, which I think here, you know, so easy to pick up at the grocery store. I couldn't get that. I had to find out a way to make something that was similar to panko breadcrumbs. And so I ended up adding a chapter to the book, which is all sort of pantry items that here you'd just be able to go and get at the, you know, the local supermarket. But for me, I had to figure out a way to make them in Tuscany.
So there seems to be a lot of collaboration with your mother.
Yes, yeah, a lot. And somebody mentioned to me recently, they saw the book, they said, you know, your mum must be so pleased. It's just like the whole book you talk about her, like almost every other page. I think now that I look at it, I talk a lot about my mother said this, my mother does this, and this is how. But yeah, she's my reference person for everything in the kitchen, really, and especially for anything Japanese.
すみえさんにお伺いしたいんですけど、今回初めてこの日本食に触れるクックブックを作るって聞いた時にはどういった思いでしたか？
はい、最初はそれほど深く考えなかったんですけれども、2019年でしたので、いいんじゃない、もうすぐオリンピックだしというような。娘はやはり結婚して、私もそうですけれども、ずっと家族から離れて暮らしていて、で気がついていたことは、大学生の頃くらいからですね、ちょっとこう寂しくなったりとか体調が悪くなったりとかすると、どうも日本の食べ物を思い出すようで、時々これはどうやって作るのといったようなことを聞いたこともあったの で、特に結婚してからはイタリアという場所で、食材もそれほど大きな都市にのようには見つからないですし、なので、そういう本があってもいいのではないかと日本の人のためではなくて、外国に住んでいても簡単にできる日本食の簡単な家庭料理の本があっても手軽でいいのではないかなと思い賛同しました。
以前恵美子さんからお伺いしたんですけど、大使館で長年働かれていらっしゃって、はい、皇帝シェフのアシスタントのようにこともされていたと聞いたんですけど、
それはちょっと大げさかもしれないですけど、でも例えば、もうこれもそうですね、私は18年勤めましたけども、もっと10年以上前だったかもしれないですけども、大使の皇帝料理人さんから、わさびって手に入るでしょうかっていうね、そんな相談があったりして、私も食べることが好きなので、それでちょっと調べていますといったような、当時はタスマニアで手に入れることがその時はできたんですけれども、そんなので私の仕事ではないので、いつもお世話しているたわけではないですけれども、時々そういった、また逆にオーストラリアの食材を使ってみたいというような料理人さんもいらっしゃるので、トリュフが手に入りますかとか、そんな問い合わせに対応できるようにお手伝いしたことはあります。
So your mother was just speaking about her time at the embassy, getting the ingredients that was difficult to get at the time.
Yeah.
What was it like for you watching your mother, you know, go through all this process?
That was really sort of exciting, because through her searching out all these ingredients, we met some really interesting people that then she connected me with, who we then, you know, met with. One of them was a truffle farmer, for example, who had...
Yeah, truffle hunt together.
Yeah, yeah. And he had all these incredible, incredible ingredients, all the Japanese ingredients. And he was sort of a collector of different plants and vegetables and things. And I remember when he was like, what Italian ingredients should I bring in? You know, what Italian ingredients should I go looking for? Or is there anything that you want to, you know, that you want to cook that you can't find? Come and let me know. You know, so that was also quite fun to meet people like that through my mother's connections. Yeah. Also, even restaurant people. I mean, she was very well connected. If you need a Japanese ingredient in Canberra, come and ask my mum.
Oops.
And I know in the cookbook you also have suggestion for substitute for ingredients. Mm-hmm. How important was that for you to include this in the cookbook?
So because my audience and my readers are sort of all over the world, but, you know, this book is out now in the US and the UK and shortly going to be published in Italian, you know, for me and the fact that I live in Italy, I don't live here and I don't live in Japan and growing up, you know, mum was cooking these dishes, you know, in when I was younger, you know, 1980s Canberra, which didn't have all these amazing ingredients that you can get now. I think it's really important to talk about what substitutes you can make. I really wanted this book to show people that Japanese home cooking isn't complicated. It's not intimidating. You should be able to make it with whatever you have and, you know, whatever seasonal vegetables you have in the fridge and things that you have in your pantry. I really want to make this as accessible as possible for people. So giving them all the ideas for, you know, you don't have to strictly stick to this one recipe. You can use this, that, or this. And if you can't find this, you know, just leave it out. Or, you know, I want to make it really, really easy for people to cook this food.
This might be a difficult question. What is your favorite recipe?
To me, these are all my favorite recipes, and I had to cut it down. You know, I had more originally. I think I had about more than 20 extra recipes I wanted to squeeze in there, but picking just one might be the kinpira recipe. It is very, very simple dish of lotus root and carrot, and they're just basically stir-fried together in a pan. But whenever I eat that dish, that is the one thing that instantly transports me to my grandmother's table. Instantly. It's like magic. Mum just made that for me the night we arrived in Canberra. And so I was eating it at about 4 a.m. in the morning when we had woken up. And it just does that. That's those sort of nostalgic dishes that you know, easily transport you somewhere. But it's very, very simple, very, very lovely dish.
今このきんぴらごぼうの話があったんですけど、うん、他に恵美子さんが戻っていらっしゃる時にこれは作ってあげたいなっていう料理っていうのはありますか？
きんぴらごぼうですけど、やはりごぼうとかは手に入らないですし、たまに見かけることはありますけどね、自分で作らない限りは。あとレンコンもなかなか手に入らないので、娘が言った通りレンコンのきんぴらっていうのは私がリクエストする、私の母にリクエストする惣菜の一つだったんですけど、日本に帰った時に。でもつい先日、2日前にイタリアから来たんですけれども、レンコンもないですし、大根の浅漬けみたいなものを作ったんですけれども、で思い出して大根の皮大根の皮をちょっと厚めにむいたものを、それを切ってきんぴらに、ちょっと苦くてそんなに美味しくなかったんですけど、ね、まあ人参ときんぴらごぼう、きんぴらごぼう、ごぼうではないですけど、きんぴらに風に。
She's so good at just substituting what, you know, what she has in the fridge and making something out of it. It was really good.
他にはそうですね、帰ってきた時には今回まだ作ってないですけど、手巻き寿司とか、まあ冬だったらすき焼きとか、まあ、あとは本当に簡単なものですお蕎麦とか、お蕎麦とうどんはもう作りました。
Just listening to all these favorite food make me think how important food was, you know, growing up for you.
We had a really quite a variety, I think, in our growing up, because we also lived in China for 8 years growing up. So I was there when I was a child for a couple of years. We came back to Australia, went back when I was about 11, and I finished high school there. So yeah, we had a lot of different exposures to different cuisines living in Beijing and coming back and forth between Canberra, Beijing, Japan. So yeah, it was very varied, I think. And I personally think that sort of exposure to lots of different types of food is one of the reasons why I love food so much, and that when I travel or when I, you know, move to a new place, I really want to experience the food of that place to understand the culture of the place I'm in. I really think it has a lot to do with that growing up and having all this different food on our table.
すみれさんはいつ頃から恵美子さんがこう食に対するなんかパッションというのを感じられましたか？
振り返ってみると、多分彼女が15歳か6歳ぐらいの頃にボーイフレンドを家に呼んで食事を作る。で、おお、どうぞ何を作るのって言ったら、モロッコ料理をするで、モロッコ、モロッコ、それのその、まあ、テーマがそれなんですよね。それでリサーチをして、でメニューも
The design
デザイン、yes、あの彼女が調べたあのデザインで、でもうなんかこんなことはするかなりそれほど食べ物に興味があるのかと思ったのはその時ですね。
It sounds like you two have shared very special moments together. What was it like for you to finally see the book come together?
It was amazing, actually. When I got the book in the post and I had the actual book in my... I mean, I spent months looking at this thing on the computer and it's just... It's nice to see that there, but, you know, having it actually in your hands is a completely different experience. And, yeah, it was very emotional. I was... very emotional when I first saw the actual book, and just holding it in my hands, all of the stories, the old family photos, all of those food memories that for me are very special, but that I hope for even anybody who isn't even Japanese, who might be picking this book up, will still find it really beautiful and really inspiring. It was very special. This is something that I'm gonna like treasure for my whole life.
すみれさんはどうでしたか？手に取ってみて見たときは。
そうですね、少しあのかなり家族のこととかが書かれて、またあのさっきおっしゃったように私のこととかもこうか中に書かれているので、とてもちょっとこう恥ずかしい、気恥ずかしいようなあの気持ちはありましたけれども、でも確かにこの本を作るときに、でも私 の, あの両親は2人とも17年ほど前に他界していないので、おじいちゃんは何が好きだったかとか、そういったなんていうんですか、まあ、恵美子にとったら祖父母のことを偲ぶような思いであのレシピの話をしたり、それはとても懐かしいだけでなく、こうして残るものができたっていうのは嬉しいと思います。
恵美子、 I want to ask you, for the people who hasn't really ventured into Japanese cooking yet, for the beginners, what's one advice you want to give them?
To not get hung up about the ingredients. I think that people worry about, oh, you need lots of ingredients or knife skills or any kind of skills. I think that, you know, people think of Japanese food as maybe like sushi and sashimi and things that you eat in a restaurant, but home cooking really is...so different, and it's so, so simple. This is what I make when I'm really tired and I have, you know, two hungry kids that need food instantly. This is the kind of food I usually turn to because it's so quick. It's quicker than Italian food, to be perfectly honest. Simpler, quicker. You know, and if people like making Italian food on the weeknight and they're not intimidated by it, I think that they should start thinking about this is possible to make as well as Japanese food. Don't worry about the ingredients. Don't worry about, you know, needing any special skills or special equipment or anything like that. I think it really is just about balancing some flavors, using really, really fresh ingredients, and that's all.
Well, thank you so much, Emiko-san and Sumie-san, for dropping by at SBS, and I really hope you enjoy your tour down under.
Thank you.
ありがとうございました。
ありがとうございました。
This was SBS Japanese Podcast Bilingual Chit Chat. For more from SBS Japanese, head over to sbs.com.au/Japanese.
もっとストーリーをお聞きになりたい方は iTunes や Google Podcast、Spotify などでお楽しみいただけます。